Beauty Pop, the show that'll keep you in the know about popular Hollywood trends in fashion, fitness, makeup, hair care, and skincare. Keeping it real and coming straight from the heart. Hi there, I'm your host, Melina Gay, and welcome to Beauty Pop.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to another fantastic edition of Beauty Pop. And today, our very special guest is going to be the fabulous Little Miss Nene Kirby. And I can't call her little anymore because she is growing up right before our eyes. And you'll hear all about her in just a few moments. But before we get into Miss Nene and what she's been doing, we're going to tell you about the color of the week. So this week's color of the week is navy blue. Now, blue is the color of the sky and the sea. It's often associated with depth and stability. The blue color communicates significance, importance, and confidence without creating somber or sinister feelings. It symbolizes trust, loyalty, wisdom, confidence, faith, truth, and heaven. Now, getting its name from uniforms of the British Royal Navy, navy blue is a deep, dark blue that's almost black. Now, some shades of navy, such as the Webb Color Navy, are a bit bluer. Navy is a cool color, but it can also be a neutral color. Carrying the blue symbolism associated with the darker shades of blue, navy conveys importance. It conveys confidence, power, and authority. And like black, it carries a sense of elegance and sophistication. So this is where the corporate power suit, which we've all heard of, and the blue uniforms of police officers and firefighters come from. Considered a highly corporate color, navy blue, again, is associated with intelligence, stability, unity, and conservatism. Yay for navy blue! And that is our color of the week. So now we're going to go into our next segment of Melina Says. Before we do that, I'd like to say hello, Miss Nene. How are you today?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. It's a beautiful Tuesday, and we are enjoying life here in Los Angeles. So, this very special edition of Melina Says, I'm going to do something completely different, and I'm going to turn it over to Miss Nene Kirby, and this week's Melina Says presents Nene Speaks. Take it away, Nene.
Hello, world. This is Nene speaking. And I love radio. I've been doing radio for many, many years. And a good friend of mine, Michael Courier, he does a radio show also. And I come on his radio show once a month, and I do a 15-minute segment called Teens Are Talking. It's where I discuss all things teens are talking about, from fashion to music to movies, everything under the sun that teens are interested in. So I am so honored and humbled to be on Miss Melina's show today and do a little short segment of Teens Are Talking. So first, teens are talking about Iggy Azalea. She is a female rapper who has become famous for her song Fancy. And I actually had the privilege to work with Iggy Azalea a couple of years ago on her music video she did with T.I. It was called A Murder Business. And at the time, she was amazing when I met her. She was very sweet, very nice, and just so humbled to be able to work with such a great artist like T.I. And so now, a few years later, looking back, it's just amazing knowing that I worked with her, and now she's working with some huge names in music. She has a song out right now with Ariana Grande, and she is currently working with Jennifer Lopez on a new single that they're going to be putting out. So good for Miss Iggy. Next, people are also talking about Austin Mahone. He is a singer and dancer, and everyone is calling him the new Justin Bieber. He has pretty much a squeaky clean reputation, but his music is amazing. He recently put out a song with Pitbull, which is number one on many, many charts. So everyone is rooting for Austin and is hoping he has longevity in the industry. People are also talking about fashion. Of course, it is summer. School is out. So all girls are working on their fashion clothing. So everyone's saying maybe nice tank tops and shorts, of course, sandals and flip-flops, if you are a beach person. And so my fashion advice for summer is to keep it kind of fun. And, of course, floral prints are always nice. And since it is summer and, you know, the sun is out, you always want to make sure that you're not overly hot, especially if you're going to be outside. So make sure that you, you know, dress appropriate for the weather. If it's going to be a little cold, you might want to add a nice sweater, overcoat, whatever you're wearing. And that's what teens are talking about.
Wow, that is fantastic, Nene. I had you on mute as I was just listening to everything that you were sharing with what teams are talking about and what you're doing on Fabulous Michael Collier Show, and I'm so proud of you, and I know everyone is proud of you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And you did an outstanding job, and I love hearing that. And so right now, before we take a quick commercial break, I'm going to invite anyone who's out there listening, if you'd like to call in and speak with us and ask Nene a question, please feel free. The number is 914-338-1303. That's 914-338-1303. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Beauty Pop and Nene Kirby.
Vanity, a unique, all-natural beauty supplement drink that helps revive you from the inside out.
Crystal Coral Seas is a fine gemstone jewelry line that authenticates and promotes a collection of high-quality jewelry that is exclusive to the Melina brand.
The Melina Gay Signature Collection is a process of the knowledge that has been obtained from many years of jeweled artisan experience and international travel. Unique to most jewelry collections, the MGSC staff travels the world to obtain the best quality gemstones at the most affordable prices while keeping up with the latest styles.
All of Melina's pieces from her custom signature collection have been designed and created by experienced hand crafters. This allows all of the exquisite and unique pieces the options of making any adjustments or refinements, thereby creating an even more personalized custom piece.
For your next memorable moment,
MGSC.
Available at LL's Consignment Boutique, located at 1205 North La Brea in Inglewood.
And also available at MelinaGaySignatureCollection.com. Yes, the Melina Gay Signature Collection. Well, welcome back to Beauty Pop. And today our special guest is the fabulous Miss Nene Kirby. And before we speak with Nene a little bit more, I'm going to tell you, in case you didn't know exactly who this dynamo is, let me catch you up on some things. Now, Nene is only 12, but my goodness gracious. Nene Kirby is a 12-year-old multi-talented child performer. She is an actress, a model, a rapper, a tapper, a host, a judge, and a voiceover talent, and now she is a new producer. Now, her recent film credits include a 168 film project, Clarissa's Gift, in which she plays the title role of Clarissa Jameson. Clarissa's Gift is a short film that's actually near and dear to my heart because I produced it as well as played one of the leading roles. And it is a touching and powerful story dealing with the subject of bullying. It's directed and co-produced by the legendary award-winning Mr. Oba Babatunde, and it stars several other notable luminaries. Now, Nene has also been in, she's starring in the movie Wishes. That's a feature film that's starring Nene, Tiffany Haddish, the Mooney Twins, and Esau McGraw. And that is available for rent at all Redboxes and for purchase at all Walmart stores. Nene is a model. She hits the runway for fashion, jewelry, headscarves, commercial print, beauty modeling, and hand modeling. And she's also a spokesmodel for several corporations. Nene is a rapper. Her rap name is Lil Nene. Now, she produced her first two recordings. Can anyone say Lil Mozart here? She produced her first two recordings at the age of 5. She currently has 15 recordings and over 300 live documented performances to date. Nene auditioned. Now, some people may know this, but you may not. She actually auditioned for Oprah Winfrey's Talented Kids in Los Angeles, and then one of her songs, Slug Bug, caught the ear of Ms. Winfrey. Harpo licensed the song, and they played her audition on the episode that aired. Congratulations. Now, another performance that stands out is when she performed at the Staples Center at halftime for the WNBA team, the LA Sparks. Nene opened the show and performed with the kids from the Boys and Girls Club of Pasadena. Her TV credits include the web series Funny or Die. She was a judge on the series She was a judge on the 9-episode Boy Search series, and she helped to create the new boy band, The New Average. Her television credits also include Annie Claus is Coming to Town, a Christmas movie on the Hallmark Channel, which stars Nene as Vivica Fox's daughter, Mia. Now, Nene has also been featured on over 30 music videos. Now, some people can't even count that as you know, one or two, but she has been in over 30 music videos, and including Akon and Michael Jackson, Hold My Hand, which I'm sure that was an outstanding video there, CeeLo Green, Forget You, Soulja Boy, Blowing Me Kisses, Akon, Drops, Eddie Murphy and Snoop Lion's Red Light, Melanie Fiona, and many, many more. She's also been a principal in over 20 national commercials, including McDonald's, JCPenney's, Macy's, Nissan, Temptations Cat Treats, Wells Fargo, Chuck E. Cheese, and many, many more. She's also a college-level tap dance instructor who's instructed by Chester Whitmore. And she has performed in 3 tap recitals thus far, and she is the youngest in the class. Nene has been the Leimert Park Book Fair Children's Village Ambassador for 2012-2013. She served as the host and one of the performers. Now, Nene is also the reigning 2013 Little Miss African American Scholarship Pageant Queen. Yay, beauty pageant queen! Her voiceover work includes Doc McStuffins apps and toys for Disney. She's also in the journals of Mama May and Lily. Nene is the voice of Lily, and Della Reese is Mama May. This is produced and created by singer Alicia Keys and distributed by Apple. Nene serves as the host, artist, and red carpet team correspondent for 2 award shows, the Omni Youth and Actors Award Show, founded by Ms. Marlene Dove and Mr. Lou Gossett Jr. This is her 5th year at the Rising Star Music Awards, founded by Sheila Ferguson. And Nene also has, as you heard her earlier, a 15-minute spot once a month called Teens Are Talking on the Michael Geyer Morning Show on Internet Radio. She's also in talks to host and star in her own radio show, Teens Are Talking, which is, as you heard, about fashion and music. Now, in addition to all of that, she still is adding something new on her plate, which is so wonderful and so proud. She's currently writing her script for the International Family Film Festival. Nene is turning a producer. Shooting for this project starts in July, and roles are already being cast. It's a kid-driven film with the working title, Babysitters 101. She's also in the studio working on her new song, and you can hear it first at the Rising Star Music Awards on July 5th, being held at the Sheraton Gateway LAX. Show starts at 1 p.m. Whew, I need to take a sip of water after all of that. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the incredibly talented, the super wonder phenom dynamo 12-year-old Nene Kirby. Yay, Nene!
Hello, hello.
You deserve a super round of applause.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations on all that you've been accomplishing. Congratulations. So, Nene, let's start off. My first question is, how in the heck do you do all of this and go to school?
Well, I am homeschooled. I have been homeschooled for the past 6 years, and I love it, especially, like you said, with all the things that I do. It's very important that I have a flexible schedule, and if I was in a public school, it wouldn't work out too great. I've tried it, and it didn't really work, because especially in this industry, when you have auditions come up, sometimes on the same day. And so it's important that I have the flexibility with my school and acting and everything so that I don't miss anything. And, you know, education is very important.
It is. It is. So that is a very wise decision on the part of your family to do homeschooling. So now do you miss out on activities that other, like, you know, you can't say prom because you're not there yet, but on field trips, the things that other students your age might be involved in?
Oh, no. Well, there's actually a program called the Looking Ahead Program. It is for young performers my age. I believe the youngest age is 8 to 18. And that's what they do. They take young performers and they do field trips to places like the California Science Center. We have movie days. We sometimes go to the bowling alley or take a tour to the Nickelodeon animation studios, you know, things like that. There's trips to the animal shelters. And so it takes people like me and other performers a place where we're understood, especially since I am different from other children as far as, you know, I do TV shows and other things. Most kids my age don't understand what it is to have an audition or I just came from a callback. And so with Looking Ahead, I still get the advantage of being a kid and, you know, doing all these fun things along with people that understand, you know, me and what I'm going through.
Wow, that's a phenomenal program. I've never heard of that. Wow, that's, well, good for that. And I'm happy for you. I'm happy that you're able to mix both your business and still being a kid. That's really important because missing out on the good things of childhood is just not fair. And we know what happens when that happens. We have adults that never get the kid out of them. So that's not always a bad thing. We always want to have some kid in them. But as you are 12, you should enjoy the things that are of 12-year-olds. Like, I'm so glad that you were able to do a segment of your Teens Are Talking show that you do on Michael's show. I think it was fantastic. I really enjoyed that, and it's nice to know what teens are talking about.
Yes, it is.
Now, where do you get your information? Is this research that you do from your friends or from the Internet, or how do you...
Well, since social media is a huge part of, you know, teens and also young performers of myself, I am on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So as I scroll through my feed, I see things that my friends and other teens are talking about. And also certain topics, like let's say people like Justin Bieber or Katy Perry, they're always in the news or on television. And so that's sometimes where I get my information from. And then I'll go online and ask some of my friends, what do you think about this? Or what are you talking about right now?
Okay, that's a great way to get information. So it's a combination of everything. So you just don't, like, sit and make it up. You actually do research.
Yes, and it's also things that I'm curious about, things that I'm talking about to my friends.
Wonderful. Let me switch gears a little bit, and let me just ask you the one question that I ask everyone on my show. What, and I know you, well, you have wisdom beyond your years, so I can't say I know you've only been around for a short time. You, my dear, have a soul that's as old as 200, but what is the most beautiful experience that you've had thus far in your career and in your life?
The most beautiful experience that I've had in my life so far. That's a tough one. I've had many, many great experiences in the industry, and it's hard to kind of choose one. I think probably the best experience I've had has been working with veterans of the industry. And it's hard to just pick one. I've worked with many, many veterans. Eric LaSalle from ER, Vivica A. Fox, you, Mr. Hope, Babatunde. And I think they were all beautiful experiences because they have all given me tips and knowledge and wisdom for longevity in the industry, and especially Mr. Lou Gossett Jr. He has been a huge influence and inspiration to me. And he's kind of taken me under his wing a little. I've known him for many, many years now because I have been doing the Omni Youth Music and Actors Awards, which he has co-founded. And so every year I see him, he always has words of wisdom to give me. And so I just take it all in, and I love all the experiences with all the veterans.
Wow, and that's so well said, because you can never learn enough. It's all about learning as much as you can, my dear. The more knowledge you have, the more power you have.
Yes.
So good for you. Good for you in learning everything. Now let's talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. What do you want to talk about right now and promote the most?
What do I want to talk about? Well, first, I would like to talk a little bit more about the Rising Star Music Awards. As you said earlier, I am hosting the preteen category, which I've been doing for the past 4 years. I'm also going to be performing my new song, which will be heard first at Rising Star. And it's going to be just a truly amazing show. We have three different categories, the preteens, teens, and adults. We have different types of performers. We have singers, dancers. We even, last year, we had a praise dance group who won in the preteen category. And we have nominees for awards. And it's a really, really great event because we get to honor young performers, right? If you've been doing this for 5 years or 5 months, and there is many veterans in the audience. And so sometimes they will come up to the performers and give them knowledge. And it's a really great event. Again, it is July 5th. It will be at the Sheraton Gateway LAX, and if you want information about tickets to see the show, you can go to www.risingstarmusicawards.com. Again, www.risingstarmusicawards.com. And we have a special honoree. His name is Jay King. He is a music industry legend and the founder of Club Nouveau, and we are presenting him with the Legend Award, and so a little applause for him, and we're very, very excited to have him this year as our special Legend Award honoree.
Well, wonderful. Well, I know it will be a fantastic event. I'm looking forward to being there and cheering you on. What I'd like to know now is our time is almost up, and it just distresses me every week. The time evaporates. But I'd like to share a little bit about the movie that we just did together, Clarissa's Gift, and also the project that you are now a producer on.
Yes.
Which is the Babysitter's Academy. Yay! So if we could just take a few minutes and talk about those two projects, that would be fantastic.
That would be lovely. So first, we can talk a little bit about Clarissa's Gift. And you could probably explain it better than me since it is your baby, it's your project. Thank you so much again for having me on the project. It was an honor playing Clarissa and being able to express her feelings. And it was a really, really amazing cast and crew. Everyone was nice. And since it is a part of the 168 project, we had very, very little time to complete it. But we all just worked together, and we got it done. And now we're ready to show it to the world and, you know, get our message out there. It's a really, really great message. The movie is about bullying, and it shows how you can take something like bullying and turn it around to where it's a positive learning experience for both parties, both the person being bullied and the person that is doing the bullying, and how if you just sit down and talk to someone and figure out what's wrong, you can, you know, clear the air and become friends again.
Yeah, you absolutely can. Now, I'm putting you on the spot just a little bit because this topic was your idea. When we went to the verse assignment night and we picked the verse for the film, we did not have a subject matter yet. And immediately when all of the ideas were presented, as we had our meeting with the executive producer and director and yourself and a writer, when I said, okay, now what are we going to write about, you immediately said bullying. Like no questions, no thoughts. It just jumped right out at you. So, and now, and in the movie, you, in case anybody wants to, Nene is not, she is not a punk by any stretch of the imagination. She, you might almost call her the bully, but she's not. It's a very wonderful story, and it just is about how bullying takes all sorts of shapes and forms. But let me ask you, what made you think of that subject so immediately?
Well, I thought of bullying because even though it has been around for a long time, bullying is still a very important topic to talk about. A lot of people try to kind of sweep it under the rug a little, but it's important that we talk about it. I've worked on many anti-bullying projects in the past before, just to spread the word to tell people that bullying is still going on, and it's a really big problem, and we need to do something about it. So when we were trying to think of a concept, I immediately thought of that, to raise more awareness about bullying, especially for kids that are being bullied and don't know what to do. So I always try to pick a subject that I know will help people in some sort of way. And this movie will definitely help people that are being bullied or are bullying other people to hopefully make them more aware of what bullying can do to someone. And I would just like to say that Mr. Oba was an amazing director, and he is also, I'm very excited because I'm hoping he will help me with my short film that I'm doing. He has shown some interest in it. Thank you, Mr. Oba. And I'm currently finishing the script to get it shot and ready for the International Family Film Festival, their annual Youth Fest. And, of course, Ms. Melina, you have a part in it.
Yay! Yay! I'm honored and excited. Thank you for including me in your first film project. I'm so proud of you. What made you just step out and say that this is what I want to do? And great segue, by the way. This is what I want to do. Because this was going into the next thing. This is what I want to do, and this is how I want to do it. What made you say, okay, next I'm going to produce this? And why did you choose the International Film Festival of all the venues?
Well, I've been on people's projects many, many times, of course, you know, commercials, short films, and I always wanted to do my own project, and so now when I saw you do yours, it inspired me more to want to go ahead and, you know, pursue mine, and so I said, this is the perfect time, and I picked the International Family Film Festival because of their Youth Fest. And, of course, supporting the youth is very important. So I said, I gathered a couple of my friends, and I said, we're going to do this. And it kind of took off since then. Like I said, I'm finishing writing the script. We are currently looking for some financiers. Of course, we always need finances if you're doing anything. And, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. You definitely finances to get it done, but you know, where there's a will, there's a way, and you have determination, you have passion, you have intelligence, you have integrity, you have talent, and most importantly, you have God on your side. So my dear, the world is your oyster, and I'm so proud of you, Nene, and so proud
Thank
of you.
Thank you.
So how can people keep up with you? Where can they find you on social media and keep up with all of your many, 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 many things?
Okay, well, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Vine. And you can find me under Nene Kirby. That's NayNayKirby. And please, everyone, if you will, of course, follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, but of course, Vine. I'm kind of new to Vine, and I'm trying to build up my audience. So,
what is Vine? Is this a new one?
Vine is an app that you download, and it allows you to make 7-second videos. And there is a huge Vine community / following, and you can do Vines from funny little Vine skits or whatever you want to do on Vine. So I said, let me jump on the Vine bandwagon. And I got on Vine and immediately loved it. So, yes.
Okay, we'll follow you on Vine. And speaking of social media, and thank you for that, Nene. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate you, and I'm looking forward to working with you on many, many more projects. And so with that, I want to give a quick shout-out to B-Ladies Design Shoes and Vanity Energy Drinks, and I'd like to encourage everyone to please go and support our fans page on Easy Way Broadcasting, on the Easy Way fans page on Facebook, and also like Beauty Pop. So thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in to this week's edition. Next week, we will have another very special guest, and you stay tuned. And remember, there is no one way to be beautiful. We are all beautiful because true beauty comes from within. Take care and see you next week on Beauty Pop.
This episode of Beauty Pop Live is brought to you by BeLadiesDesign.com. That's B-E-E, LadiesDesign.com. Also, VanityDrink.com. As always, you can follow Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. That's letter E, letter Z. For more exciting shows on Easy Way Broadcasting, catch us next week on Beauty Pop Live.